Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Taglione has done it again. The kid's gonna be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes and for good reason. He has put on a show here in Daybreak this week. Taglione flies this to right on a laser. Going back is Cavadas, and it's gone! He's homered for a fifth time this week. The number one prospect in the Royals organization has put on a show here at the ballpark at America First Square. Two homers on the afternoon.
How about that? That guy might become my new favorite baseball announcer. Reminds me of the Shane Gillis skit. Where he's like, you don't hear guys talk like that anymore since Jackie Robinson came to the league.
Well, it's funny.
Yeah, it's a pitch. Squarely Magoo, the pitcher. Yeah.
I mean, baseball announcers always say things that you never say to your buddies when you're having a conversation at the ball game. Like, you never go to the ball game and say to your friend when you're in the car driving out, so who's towing the slab today, right? But yet, baseball announcers, for whatever reason, talk like we don't talk amongst ourselves. Baseball announcers love doing that, love using terminology that nobody uses. The southpaw's towing the slab today for the team from Kansas City. Like, all right, how about the lefties pitching, you know, for the Royals or whoever the case may be.
I tell my buddies for a happy hour, I'm ready to go shove some beers.
Yeah,
that should be the new lingo.
Yeah.
You guys ready to go shove? Absolutely.
But I mean, it's so funny listening. Like, listen to a baseball broadcast, right? And you will hear things being said that you would never say in public to your friends because they sound so ridiculous on a broadcast, and it's not the way people talk. But anyway, that's neither here nor there, and that's just my style of things. But the whole towing of the slab is just one that really, really makes me laugh every single time.
I mean, 40 seconds of greatness, and don't tell me this isn't Shane Gillis.
This week, and now looking for a fourth. Taglione has done it again. The kid's going to be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes and for good reason.
A cigar and a fedora.
Oh, yeah. The press sign.
Here
it,
in Daybreak know. This week.
Typing.
Taglione flies this to right on a laser. Going back is Cavadas, and it's gone.
I mean, it's
he's
Brock Meyer.
He's for a fifth time this week. The number one prospect.
Did you know he's the number one prospect?
I heard that, right?
He's a good kid from Florida, see? He's 250 pounds, 6'5", with a size 17 cleat. That's two of my feet putting a one still smaller than his. But no, Caglione's serious, man. Like, this is something that's getting real. It's getting fun.
Starting to get more and more involvement from around the fan base. I know it's easier to see it now because of how bad the lineup is and what he has done in AAA. Again, the numbers on the board behind Bob if you're watching on the feed. 346 average, 357, 923, and 1280. That's the slash line. That's nasty for those of you that want smaller terminology. 5 home runs, 10 RBI, only 4 strikeouts. All I heard from people to say was, don't rush him. His chase rate is high. In 22 at-bats, 26 at-bats, where my writing is up there, he's proven that AAA wasn't necessarily a tough hurdle to get to. I know they called up Rave. I know they called up Lofton this weekend. Mm-hmm. That's a start. But that's not, you know, that's not the big one. Those were the stockings of Christmas, right? That's the gift card to Quick Trip, the gift card to Hy-Vee.
Which
that's
are great. All great.
They're fantastic. They're good for what you need, but they're not the, you know, they're not the new basketball goal. They're not the, maybe you're very wealthy. It's not the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that
just
sort
take
of
toothbrush
stuff.
Heads.
Right. Yeah. Or batteries.
Yeah.
But to me, I think the conversation that I had, especially with Gold, by the way, we're going to Omaha on Friday and Saturday for Cags to be in his home debut. But to me, I told Gold, he was like, yeah, I don't think he's going to miss Omaha this week unless he did something crazy and hit like 3 or 4 more home runs before Friday. Then they'd be like, all right, that's enough. Like, he's too hot. Get him up here. And I think that is the case. There's two things that I got to my consensus over the weekend. One, for all these people out here that have the opinion of don't rush him, he's not the savior, he's none of this, I ask you this. Maybe there's a possibility that the Royals got lucky twice. And what I bring to you is this. They got Bobby Witt because Baltimore decided to go with Gunnar Henderson.
No, wasn't it Rutschman?
Or Adley Rutschman. Yeah. I'm sorry, Adley Rutschman. He was one, Bobby was two.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that. So they got Bobby Witt. We know what Bobby Witt is. That was your savior. I have said this many times. He was your savior. This team was putrid for a decade. He comes up, delivers right away. The pressure was not too big. What do we know about Bobby Witt Jr.? Comes from that background, very calm, worked his way through the minors, got up here, been great ever since. Maybe, just maybe, for those of you that think, well, I don't want to rush Cags, I don't want to ruin him, I don't want to see what happened to MJ, maybe they got lucky with Cags with the 6th overall pick. Took him out of Florida, where he was an All-American academically and baseball-y. Like, both of those, he was first-team All-American.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, calm, and collected. Comes from a very, very prosperous background from high school to college, SEC, from his high school where he went to, HB Platt, where Wade Boggs went, where Kyle Tucker went, where there's another guy that I'm missing that also went there, Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now seeing it. The other side that I will tell you where I think that it is time is yourself, Josh Vernier, have told me that AA is essentially harder than AAA. If that is the case, he is already taking AAA by storm. He took AA by storm. We're at the point, fellas, where I get it. You don't want him to come up and feel pressure. I don't think that's there. He hit early in spring training, made it all the way to final cuts. He hit early in AA. He got promoted AAA. He's hit early in AAA. At some point, maybe, just maybe, you have yourself a unicorn and you got lucky. You got Bobby, you got Cags. You have a new duo. You had Moose and Haas. This will be better than that, and that's not a shot at Hosmer. That's not a shot at Moose, but we all can see right now that Bobby Witt Jr. is much miles more ahead of what Moose and Haas ever were individually, and Cags could be that next guy. We're also seeing a duo in Kansas City fade its way out in Kelce and Mahomes.
Sure.
And maybe, just maybe, this is the way. This is the future. And sooner than later, it will happen.
Well, we'll see what he does this week. I think this is a big week for Caglione because, you know, let's look at Salt Lake City altitude, right? And so balls fly out of that ballpark.
Sure.
That's great. Let's see what he does this week from a home run standpoint. If he continues to do that, then what are we doing here, right? There's nothing really much more that we can do, you know, to keep Jack Caglione down. So I think this is going to be an important week to kind of get back to the mainland, if you will, and see what he can do in a normal ballpark. But I will disagree with you on one thing. I think there's more pressure on Jack Caglione now than there would have been had he come up on April 1st. And the reason is nobody's hitting right now. And that really does put the pressure on Cags from a fan standpoint. I don't know if there's an organizational standpoint, an individual standpoint, but if he came up at the beginning of the year, we didn't know that this team couldn't hit. And it's okay to say that now. I am not in the wrong by saying this team can't hit. We have given it 2 months. We are now past Memorial Day, okay? Now it's time to put the big boy pants on and have real conversations. This is not a very good hitting ball club right now, and that's being kind, right? I think that's fair to say. I gave it the 2 months. I gave it to Memorial Day to see what we can do. Now I'm realizing, and it's time, and I think the organization is realizing. You got rid of Renfro. You got rid of Biggio over the weekend. Great moves to start this whole thing off. They're now starting to realize this is the time now where you start to make that move, where you see some of these teams start to peel off a little bit. Maybe you can go poach a couple of hitters from some of these other teams that are starting to fall out of the race. This is the key point in time now where you can make these determinations. And I look back and I go, maybe it would have been better for Cags' development just to start the season up here at the big league level. And I'm being a little facetious by it, but I know when he comes up now to this level after 2 months of everybody watching this team not hit, the pressure is going to be, this guy's got to hit. This guy needs to get the job done. So I do think there's probably more pressure from a fan base standpoint now than had he just come up at the beginning of the year before we knew nobody could hit on this roster.
I would say to counter those points, the pressure for him to hit shouldn't be that high. Hell, if he hits 250, he's the third best hitter on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, he's already a fan favorite.
Sure.
So when you come in early in the season, not everybody is in tune, right? Not everybody listens to the underground music.
Right.
But now the underground music is a hit. Like, this is now album two of the Lumineers. Like, you're done with Ho-Hey.
Right.
Right. Now you're on to Angela and all these other songs where you're like, oh, yeah, that's the Lumineers. You're like, got that one guy in your group. It's like, yeah, well, I knew him from album number one when they had eight songs, whatever it is. But now Cags has shown to an entire fan base, because of what the Major League roster has done, that you can see that there is promise. And the fact that the pressure to actually produce is just to show up on the team. C14 in royal blue with it across the letters left to right with 14 in the lower left corner. But, I mean, for him to produce is not asking much, because what this offense has shown to produce is not much. It's historically bad. It's very bad.
Do you think they would pitch around Cags when he came up to this big level?
They already are in Triple A.
I mean,
intentionally walked him.
I know, which is crazy in Triple A, which makes no sense to me. Like, everybody's trying to do something, though. Like, everybody's working on something in the minor leagues. There should never be an intentional walk trying to win a game in the minor leagues. Like, that to me is ridiculous.
And I think
we're not here to win.
I think the other pressure point, too, is a lot of people go back to Gordon's debut. He's not that guy. He doesn't have to be that guy.
That's what we do in baseball, though. We want to compare everybody to why it didn't work, why it can't work, and why it won't work. Right. I'm looking at it from a standpoint of, you've got to take these necessary climbs. He's aced all of these necessary climbs. He's currently acing this one.
Sure.
If he continues to ace the class, then what are we doing here? It's time to promote him and see what he can do at the next level. I just think that it would have been a better fit, obviously hindsight being 2020, from a taking all the pressure off. If he was on this roster on opening day and part of this lineup the entire time, there would be no pressure. He's going to come up here and we're all going to sit on the edge of our seats and go, 5-run home run, 17-run home run, 27-run home run. Let's go, let's go, let's go. If I'm the rest of baseball right now, they bring Cags up, I would absolutely pitch around him until the other guys in this lineup show that they can beat me.
I think the other thing, too, is you don't know if you don't know.
True. Yeah.
Right? Like, you talk about your daughters learning how to drive. Eventually, you've got to be like, you're on your own. Go to the
baseball doesn't like doing things like that.
But sometimes
you watch the sport for 100 years. Well, we better not do this. It's a little bit different.
But
you know?
Sometimes you don't have a choice if they are producing everywhere but where they have to go next.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. He's expediting the process on his own terms, not the team's terms. It'd be one thing if he was in the minor leagues hitting 280 with four home runs total.
Yeah.
And the Royals are like, ah, crap, we can't hit. We need anything. We'll take it. That's the savior mentality. The Royals are basically saying, we aren't hitting. This guy is. He's just going to make basically put himself in the position to come up here. And if he does that and he does it on his own terms instead of the team's terms, I don't think that pressure's there. And I think he just keeps rolling.
And then, as I said earlier, I think Massey would be the odd guy out.
Sure.
I would move Garcia to third. I would keep India at second, which you're seeing a lot of right now. And then you have the opportunity to put Jack Caglione in the outfield. And I would make sure that he's playing in the field. I'm not one of these guys, bring him up and let him DH type of thing. I think that's a waste of everybody's time. He needs to start playing in the outfield at the big league level in order to become a big league outfielder.
No doubt. We'll go to break. We'll get back. We'll get into one word. We'll get into one of the biggest mulligan for every team when it comes to sports and those damn Royals bats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.